Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Hour number 2, 3-hour extravaganza. Usual Suspects on a Monday on ESPN 97.5. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. Cameras are rolling. You can't see it, so I'm going to put my feet up and don't care.
Did you watch the Masters?
Of course I did.
And?
Were
you
great
just all
finish.
Like geeked up? And
it's an interesting, the whole thing is interesting
single, I did not watch a single stroke of the Masters.
I thought you were into it.
I mean, not really.
So like I said, let me ask you this. Look, if Tiger was playing, you'd be watching.
No, if I didn't have the video game.
Oh, right. That's consuming you right now.
Yeah, completely. The whole weekend. But I definitely would have watched. But I didn't watch any. I didn't watch the Astros. I didn't watch the. I watched nothing. I played video games the entire weekend. It was bad. But I mentioned this last week, but Salisbury had a poll on the show's Twitter page that was like, where do you think Tiger will finish?
Yeah.
Will he win the Masters, top 10, out of contention, or miss the cut? And I felt like he would make the cut, but he wouldn't be a factor in the whole thing, that a lot of it was hype, and rightfully so based off of what he had done before. But it's hard. You're still talking about some of the best golfers in the world in the best shape of their lives, and he's trying to figure out how to play as the new Tiger.
Now, he did know the course, which is why I think he made the cut. Right. But I know that Ricky Fowler took a lot of heat because he had heard a lot of things on social media and said, for all you people that are being critical, unless you've actually been on the grounds and played this course before, you have no idea what we're dealing with on every shot.
Right.
And Faldo tried to explain it. It's like every green is your dining room table, only it's got 18 different undulations and all this other stuff. So and I was only there once, but I'm telling you, TV can't even do it justice for like every shot is not your feet are flat parallel to the ball.
There's it's either above you or below you.
And I think he made the cut because he knew enough.
Yeah.
But I think we're still talking about the greatest players in the world.
Yep.
And when you looked at that leaderboard, you were like, man, that's why I didn't think Reed was going to win. Because he had never been in that position before on that course. And the guys that he was dealing with, Rory's had a meltdown there before. So he knew what he was doing. Bubba was just outside contention, had won twice and won in a playoff where he made miraculous shots. Spieth, granted the 12th hole is his bugaboo, but other than the 12th hole, Spieth has almost run away and hidden a couple times. He knows that like the back of his hand. And that's a huge feather
Sergio
in your cap. Not if you took a 13 on a hole. But and then,
man, that was so. I was like, bro, I can do that.
And he said he wanted to prove the point. He wanted to prove the point that it wasn't him. He hit the shot exactly where he wanted to hit it. It was that the way the course was set up. It just you can't say it wasn't fair because then they're going to come down on you because that's the way that the people at the Masters can do it. But to take a 13, your caddy, I was thinking, if you're the caddy going, I'm getting paid based on your performance, and I know we won it last year, but we're going home because you're doing something ridiculous right now.
Yeah, he went total 10 cup. Give me a ball.
Yep.
Give me a ball. It's like, what are you doing, bro? Lay up. Do something different. Nope.
Roy, we only got one ball left. You know, you hit this one in the water and we're disqualified, man.
Give me the ball. It's like, dude, you proved nothing. That's just...
Some of the interesting things, because everybody obviously knows that Patrick Reed basically grew up here. He went to high school here.
Great guy here.
The reputation's not stellar. The guys out at the Woodlands, the former TPC that now is just the Woodlands tournament course. One of the guys out there is like his pseudo father, falling out with his family. They thought they caught him cheating in college. His teammates hated him so much.
Cheating at golf or cheating on
cheating at golf. The story goes that he was playing with a lot of guys that ended up being on tour too, but he was playing in an event, hit it so far in the rough that when he went to find the ball, he was addressing another ball ready to play it, and his teammates actually were the ones that called him out on it, and he said, oh, I didn't notice that. I thought it was my ball, and it was closer to the rough where he could have had a shot. And then his teammates, he won two national championships at Augusta State, so he's actually went to college right down the road from the Masters. And yet his own teammates, after he won two individual titles and two national titles at Augusta State, they were ready to have him kicked off the team because they couldn't stand the guy.
Wow.
Yeah, so great the backstory is crazy. But on the front side of it then, this is the other stuff that's really nuts when you talk about how big Tiger is.
Mm-hmm.
He signed with Nike in January. Okay, so he's been with Nike for a while. Okay, as of Sunday morning, the leader of the Masters was not on their golf website. Was wow. nowhere to be found. Okay? And then on top of that, they told him, because since Tiger has been doing what Tiger's been doing outside of not registering on any golf tournaments, he's been wearing red shirt, black pants on Sundays, almost as an homage to Tiger, but that was going to be his thing. He's leading the Masters, and they tell him, we're a little worried that you might make Tiger mad, so can you go to pink today, not red? And he did. And then he won the Masters.
Isn't it great that Tiger at one point, wasn't he dropped by Nike and a bunch of other folks?
Nike never, I don't think Nike dropped him, but they might have like postponed the sponsorship or they put it on hold. I mean, they weren't promoting him. But yeah, a lot of other sponsors dropped him. But Nike, I think, always stayed with him because they realized the money that they made with this guy over the course of his career.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when Michael Jordan and the Air Jordans came out, you're like, you can't turn your back on Mike completely. If you can be understanding and realize there's some things you got to do while everything works itself out. But, I mean, Michael made Nike and made a whole separate division for the Air Jordan brand.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiger, with that TW brand, did the same thing for Nike Golf.
Yeah. Do you have any Tiger Woods clubs, balls, whatever in your bag?
No. And I don't Nike's buy into equipment. The hype. Phil Mickelson made it a joke, but it was actually legitimately true. Nike's always been like their expertise has been in shoes and in apparel. And when they tried to make clubs, Mickelson's famous comment was, "You were playing with inferior equipment." He wasn't wrong. Nike's equipment was almost crap all the time. And the one thing that was true was Tiger was playing a Nike ball, but the ball that Tiger was playing, you could not purchase in stores.
Uh-huh.
And I know the guys that made his clubs when I was living in Oregon and they were making them at the headquarters of Nike.
Not the same ones they sold, huh?
No, they took his club, his Mizuno clubs, and they took exact casts and they made them to the exact specs of his Mizunos and then stamped a swoosh on them to make them look like it. But again, you couldn't buy any of his stuff. And then when that word of the ball part of it came out, they gave you the option to buy the ball that Tiger played, same price. But basically, because of how fast he swings and how and his, the compression
like
shot,
that. Yeah.
You're hindering yourself trying to play with the same ball he plays with.
Mm.
So it was cool. I mean, look, Patrick, great story in the fact that first major, again back home. But again, because of how estranged he is from his family, his mom and dad were less than a mile away and watched it with friends and family outside in the backyard. They're not allowed on the course or anywhere near him when he plays professional golf. And they haven't talked since 2012.
Wow.
Some crazy
stuff,
man.
You thought you had family issues.
No, you ain't kidding. I mean, I do, but you know.
I saw this other thing. Before we go to break, we should just get this out of the way so we don't have to talk any more golf.
Okay.
Bubba Watson putted a ball into a bunker?
Oh, my God.
The hell was that about?
So, again, when I'm talking about all these undulations and everything, right?
Right.
He's got probably a 35, 40-foot putt.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I have.
Well, okay. But basically, because of where the pin placement was, he was trying to play the high side of where the ball was going to need to hit to go break to the left.
Yeah, let it trickle back down. Or
you had to play it somewhat in the first cut of the rough by the green near a bunker. And he obviously is the guy that's willing to take chances, and he's a shot creator. He decided he was going to putt it, and he putted it and misread it just a little bit, and it rolled right into the bunker, and everybody was like, oh, my God, I feel so good right now because
I can
your
do
average
that.
Golfer said that. Everybody on Twitter was like, I could do that.
I totally do that. I've done that. Like, I could do a 13 on a hole, and I can putt into the bunker. I can do both of those things. So and basically, I should be playing the Masters. I should be at the Masters.
It was an eagle putt. He still saved par on that hole, and he had one of the low rounds of the day yesterday.
Nice.
So he, you can't argue with a guy that's a two-time Masters champ, but yeah, that was a bit different, but it humbled him and obviously made a lot of people feel good.
Somebody had this question on the text line. Barry, we need your expert opinion. While we know he's financially successful, is Carrot Top funny? We've been debating who's the best stand-up comedian, and this dude is making a case for Carrot Top. So I'm not going to judge Carrot. Carrot Top's not my thing. When I was younger, I liked him.
Do you think that steroids makes your jokes more powerful and your
they
your
better not do testing
delivery
though.
Quicker?
No.
No?
No.
Eye makeup?
Boy,
just asking
lots.
Questions people want to know.
If you have a friend that's bringing up Carrot Top as the funniest comedian, you need a new friend.
Agree.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know comedy like you, and I agree.
Yeah. No, just tell that friend to stop it. That's all I'm going to say. So, question answered.
And he's not anywhere near what Gallagher was, right?
No. Don't you do that either.
All right. We're going to go to break. Come back with a whole lot more. It's hour number two of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
It's time to take your game to the next level, and Prime Social is the answer. A comfortable upscale setting to kick back, enjoy fine affordable dining, a full-service bar, and the best gaming in town. Prime Social features chess, backgammon, other games, and yes, the hottest game in town, poker. 20 tables, 29 televisions, a relaxed, safe environment for gaming entertainment. Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer, just west of Voss. Visit us and like our Facebook page as well as PrimeSocialTX.com. Stop by today.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Hour number two, three-hour show. Usual Suspects on a Monday, don't you know? It's Barry, Nick, and Joel as we roll on. Lots of stuff still to get to. We talked a little Masters. We talked a little Rockets with Charles.
Let's talk about the fact that the Packers receiving core is going to be the bomb this year.
I see what you did there.
Do you see what I did there,
now
Joseph?
I'm staring into the production room.
Not looking at me.
Waiting at any time for either the gong or the dad joke.
Nope.
Or something.
You know
that
why?
Was pathetically
that
bad.
Was so badass.
But go ahead and explain.
Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis with a fifth round pick.
Doesn't play. Can't even hang on to kicks and punts.
Was heading to Hawaii out of LAX at the Hawaiian Airlines counter. They asked him the question, have you packed your bags? Did you do your blah, blah, blah? This is the standard questions.
Right.
You know. Have your bag been with you the whole time? Did you pack your bag? At which point he turns to his female travel companion and goes, hey, did you remember to pack the explosives? And then she goes, yes.
Oh, my God.
And it was at that point that the Hawaiian Airlines worker called security. And they were taken to the back and probed. And no, I don't know if they were probed. I made that part up.
Yeah. Can we go back and look at this guy's Wonderlic scores?
They were arrested, booked, and released. Now, I used to travel all the time for business, and I saw somebody do that once. This was pre-9/11.
Yep.
They were pulled out of line and got a stern talking to, but they were allowed to get back in line. Post-9/11,
no
you don't
way.
Do that.
Going to jail, partner.
I'm with you. I was telling him.
Stupid.
My best friend from high school was my college roommate. We were traveling to, like, Omaha, Nebraska or somewhere.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
And he's going through security, and I've already gone through the security. And this is, again, pre-9/11, like you said. And he goes, oh, dang it, I forgot my gun, and he's tapping his pockets. Man, they took him aside, and he got the sternest of stern reprimands and said, I could arrest you right now.
Yep.
I'm not going to do it, but don't you ever do that again. That's not a joking matter. And like you said, pre-9/11, pre all this terroristic stuff we're dealing with on a daily basis around the world now, that nowadays is just plain idiotic.
The last time I went to Vegas, though, the guy in front of me clearing security had a knife. And when they caught it, they were just like, sir, you can't bring a knife on the airplane.
And they just made him throw it away, right?
They confiscated it.
We can, no, or you can pay $25 and they'll mail it to you.
Really?
I swear.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, how much does it cost to mail it?
You know, you can travel with a gun. You just have to, you can't take it on the plane with you. You can pack it and then you have to let them know, hey, I'm going to be, my checked luggage is going to have a gun. Because people go hunting. They'll take rifles and handguns and stuff, and they'll go to, you know, they'll go like, I don't know, moose hunting in Alaska.
I had no idea.
Yeah, FedEx? And so you can, I don't know if you can FedEx a gun. You might be able to, but I know for sure you can travel with weapons. You just have to, they have to be checked. You can't have them in your carry-on or on your body.
It's weird.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird to think, oh, there's a gun, but what the hell are you going to do? Go all Steven Seagal?
Especially in a time where they're thinking about going
to the plane and get the gun? That ain't happening.
Exactly. And they're thinking about going to all passport, like even if you're flying domestically.
Really?
Some states are already like that. If you got in order to fly.
Why is that? Is it supposed to be more secure?
I assume.
I don't understand, because you could fake an ID, you could fake a passport, can't you?
You can fake a passport?
Yeah.
I know an ID, but a passport?
Oh, I'm sure.
Anybody can get a very realistic. You can go to one of those passport shops.
They can fake
if you
money,
pay enough,
they can
make
fake
you
money.
One.
They'll make a passport. If you can fake money.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Well, depending on, I mean, who's paying attention? There's a lot of people that get by with that stuff.
Somebody just said, "Don't travel to New York City with a pistol in your checked bag. They'll arrest you." I didn't know that.
But Nick, I'm surprised that they'll mail it to you, because I've seen people get caught with everything from, like you said, like a Swiss Army knife.
I know.
And they're so irate that they got caught, because their option is you leave it behind. You can't come and get it. Once you leave it behind, it's ours. So I didn't know that.
Dude, he's like, you know what? Just throw it away. And then he goes, you know what? How much does it cost to get it shipped? And she was like, $25. I thought 3 security guards were going to just charge at him and like maul him. No, they just let him mail it back. I'm nervous.
But you get on there with 19 ounces of toothpaste and you're going down.
I know.
Sir, I thought we told you.
I got yelled out for water.
2 bags.
Yeah.
8-ounce bags.
I'm like, my bad.
Yeah.
I forgot, dude.
You got to get rid of your drink. But this guy and his knife are like, well, whatever. But you can't have that drink, sir.
Like, what? I'm going out in sub-zero temperatures,
TSA.
Because I didn't check a bag.
We're going to have to pat you down.
I was worried about, like, I just don't want to deal with the BS of what's, because he was then taught, one of the guys at security, there was a whole family going through, and the grandmother asked, where do I have to dump the food? And he goes, oh, the food's fine. He's like, you just can't bring liquids or, like, peanut butter in certain amounts and stuff like that. And she's like, really?
Well, get my dog to lick my, never mind. I'll just buy some when I get there.
Your dog without teeth, I hope. Just in case.
Depends on what you're into. Yeah.
I guess you like your peanut butter crunchy.
Yeah. So does he.
I mean, yeah.
My dog likes his peanut butter with nuts in it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Speaking about nuts.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not Clarence. That's Lawrence. Oh, Lawrence wants to talk about, real quick, getting in here on double teaming Harden. Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah. I was just sitting here, and I was like, what if Chris Paul, you know how James Harden, like, dominates the ball a lot?
Yeah.
What if Chris Paul just, like handle the ball majority of the time and get James Harden to run off picks so they won't be able to double-team? Because they double-team because he had the ball in his hand so much. What you think about that? I hang up on this.
Appreciate the call, Lawrence. I don't know how much Rockets you've watched this year, but they'll double-team Chris Paul. They'll press Chris Paul. The Clippers are the ones that put everybody onto that. If you watch the Clippers games, they started pressing Chris Paul when they played him, and then the league followed suit. So that's the thing now. You double James, you press Chris Paul, bringing the ball up. That's how you can disrupt a little bit of that Rockets offense that they got going. It's hard to stop, but that's been a thing I've noticed since the first time he played the Clippers, Chris Paul did. That they'll press him.
The other thing is they're going to take their chances, as we've said, with others beating him. So they're almost going to play essentially a triangle zone behind while they try and double James. And the minute he makes the pass to Paul, whether you're able to double or not, you try and press up on him, as you were saying, just to keep him from penetrating as much as possible, because hopefully the shot clock's running down. And then hopefully he has to kick back to the Mbah Mutes and the PJ Tuckers and the Arizas, and you live with them beating you. That's just, that's kind of like you said, Barry, that's kind of like the blueprint that's out there right now of how to try and slow down if you're not going to stop the Rockets. The interesting thing I think you'd keep an eye on, I've talked to a lot of guys that have played with Chris Paul as a Clipper. He's one of those old James Harden guys. Come playoff time, he takes that whole coach on the floor thing so seriously that he literally will deep freeze players that don't make the shots when he kicks them the ball to him. He'll start deep freezing you if you're not making shots.
Not in this offense,
that's,
he won't.
I was going to say, that's not, that could fly in L.A. or you can get away with it. Not that's here. Not going to fly no. here.
That's not D'Antoni's system, though. If that's the case, Gerald Green will never, ever, ever see the ball again.
Like I said, I can't believe not gonna happen, between though. Him and the actual coaching staff that Gerald Green doesn't just get like the big cane from the comedy that just yanks you off stage. Yeah. I just can't believe sometimes that there's not a big hook that just doesn't grab Gerald Green and go, come back here and sit down. What the hell thought 5 seconds in you were warming up to shoot 36 feet?
It's that's that system. And he's lucky he's lucky he's on this team.
Yeah.
Any other team, they would be like, you got to go.
Is this arguably
bro.
The best team he's ever been on, too? So, I mean, yeah. You'd think he'd be a little bit more careful with shot selection, but evidently not.
No.
All right, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. One thing you do need to be careful about, I don't know if you guys know this. If you're a homeowner, listen up right now. I want you to listen to me. Listen close. Did you know that R22 Freon for your current air conditioner is going to be phased out? Yeah. In less than 2 years, you will no longer be able to purchase Freon for your AC. You heard that correct. In less than 2 years, Freon's obsolete. What does that mean? It means good luck getting it repaired. You're probably going to have your AC replaced. Lucky for you, the guys at Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating are there to help. Tom, Brad, and the certified techs over at Courtesy AC can upgrade or replace your old unit, fit the new requirements, and help you save money in the process. Log on to CourtesyACOnline.com to get that process started. And even if you do have a newer AC, is it? Have you had it serviced in a while? When's the last time you had it? Is it ready for the brutal summers that are coming up in Houston, Texas? I'm guessing not. So I want you to call Courtesy AC today, 713-278-9933. Call them, have them come out, get your AC serviced and checked out. Courtesy AC and Heating, they have technicians that have been in the business for over 30 years. They're available to service and repair all of your residential or commercial systems. Call them now, 713-278-9933. That's 713-278-9933, or visit them online, CourtesyACOnline.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, still. Hour number two of the three-hour show. We're at the midway point, so we're coming out for the second half. Lots to get to. Some of you clamoring for the story that I teased. It shows that teases still work. Nick, that means, oh boy, Cody Stutes has quite the career ahead of him.
Is he, does he do the most teases?
He teases everything.
But Cody's my boy, so I don't want to talk bad about him.
I'm not talking bad about him. I'm just saying, and if you go by the
book.
That's
my dude.
Yeah, that's he follows the book.
So, well, but he's also newer.
Yeah.
And so he was probably told by management, hey, the way we do it over here is we do teases. And so he doesn't have the flexibility to be like, I ain't doing no damn teases. That's old school. I'm a new schooler. So he's got to do teases.
Well, his co-host can do that.
Like, yeah, he's definitely old school. Like, we didn't.
That's my John Lopez.
Wow. That ain't
pretty good, dude. It's way laughed.
It's not bad. We never got told any of that. Thank goodness. Gal,
no.
Working for Gal Media is a blessing because they don't like, hey, you got to be like traditional AM radio. Yeah, no one listens to that anymore. That's why we're here. So we're lucky. Sorry, I digress.
No, so a lot of you guys were asking about the story that I teased earlier about the former number two in charge, at the Harris County assistant treasurer. He's facing charges being accused of stealing more than $30,000 from a credit union so he could pay off a dominatrix who was blackmailing him. Here's where it gets interesting, Barry. His name, Gregory Lube.
Oh, no.
L-U-E-B. Charged with felony theft after he allegedly used two separate bank accounts, funds that were not his, to pay off his credit card debt. And the credit card debt was set up because he set up a reportedly payoff system for his dominatrix that he met on Collar Space.
Excuse me? I'm going to have to Google that. What
is it? S&M website, Collar Space.
I'm guessing all
this
one word?
This dude wants to get his ass whooped and enjoyed it.
I don't...
They showed this dude getting out of jail.
Is this an app or a website? I'm trying to find this.
It says Collar Space and S&M website.
Spell it. Collar.
C-O-L-L-A-R-S-P-A-C-E.
Yeah,
Collar Space, which is an S&M website. Okay.
I did that.
I saw him get released from jail, and he was dodging questions and looked dumbfounded that the media was waiting for him when he tried to skip out the area.
I should not have done that.
I saw your face.
Oh, my God.
That's on video. That ought to be good.
Oh, man. All right. So, this dude, first of all, if your name
is Lube,
here's some rules to live by. Okay? One, don't get caught in a sex scandal. That's rule number one if your name is Lube.
Right.
If your name is Dick or Virginia, like, don't get caught in a sex scandal. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, get your oil changed regularly. Like, not that kind of oil.
Oh.
Get your...
No. So it says, prosecutors told Eyewitness News that he was second in command at the Harris County Treasurer's Office, worked there for 3 years. He was fired earlier this week after a collections manager with the Harris County Federal Credit Union accused him of credit card fraud. According to the court documents, the investigation started when Rhonda White told a deputy that Lube opened a credit card account with the credit union September 9th, 2016, quickly maxed out the account's $10,000
limit. Wait, what was her name?
Rhonda White.
Let's
see if
we can find her on
here. She works for the credit union.
So that's in... she wasn't the dominatrix?
No. She told prosecutors she reported a pattern of online payments and cash advances, which allowed Lube to obtain more than $35,000. After further investigation, she found out that he was not the account holder on any of the accounts in which he was taking money from. Investigators talked to two account holders whose numbers were allegedly used to make payments. Both individuals denied knowing him or giving him authorization to take funds from their accounts. He told authorities he was willingly obtaining the funds from the Harris County Credit Union, which he then sent to the alleged financial dominatrix. He claimed she reportedly demanded he send her money online or face consequences.
Wow.
What are those consequences, baby?
Yeah. I'm going to spank you. If you don't send me this money.
The document
that's
shows...
That's probably what it is. That's part of the turn-on for him. She does that to him. I bet you.
It showed that he told investigators he had been texting with a woman he met on Collar Space, claimed to know her as Mistress Cindy.
Okay, I'm going to look her up.
Yeah, look up Mistress Cindy. The two allegedly participated within a plot to steal money from the Harris County Federal Credit Union. District Attorney Kim Ogg said in a press conference that Lube had accessed over $3 billion.
I like and this he could, one. Lube. Yeah,
he had accessed over $3 billion, and he could transfer up to $100 million at a time using his signature. Oh, that's comforting.
Now, was she in Texas? Does it say?
It didn't say.
Because there's a lot of Mistress Cindy's on collarspace.com.
Not shocking, right?
There's Mistress Cindy O&T, I'm guessing Ontario because this is Peterborough, Canada.
Okay.
Mistress Cindy 23, 98, 88, 09, 3. Mistress Cindy 326. That means there's 326 Mistress Cindy's? No, that can't be.
Can I assure you?
I don't know. Would you send her $30,000?
Maybe.
My goodness. Hashtag blessed.
All three of them?
My goodness.
Kim Ogg, the district attorney, said he had access to every single Harris County Department's bank accounts.
Oh, is that
comforting? Kim, how does that look for your reelection? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if this Mistress Cindy is a mistress. That looks like Mr. Cindy.
Yeah, it does.
With the farmer's tan. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Mr. Cindy, not Mistress Cindy. So I'm on this.
Marv?
Marv. Mistress Frank. What? No. Frank, you can't be a mistress. Yes, I can.
If you bow down, you cuck.
Now, what?
If you get in a conversation with that picture right there, and they answer and go, yes, and it counts.
Mistress Marv. All right, so now I found the Mistress Cindy's, but here's the thing I don't get. Nick, maybe you know this. You're a bit more experienced than me. Not in the BDSM genre necessarily, but I have a feeling Joel and I aren't going to know what this means. So I'm looking at this. I'm on collarspace.com, right? And I can search for, I guess, a mistress or a slave or a cuck or whatever you're looking for.
So this isn't a dog walking site.
No.
Okay.
So first thing it says is you can search by username. That's when I typed in Mistress Cindy, mm-hmm. and a bunch of them came up. Mm-hmm. There's one that actually has like a profile. A bunch of them have profile pictures. Anyways, here's some of the search things. So you can go to orientation. Now, normally you would think, right, like gay,
straight, gay, lesbian, whatever. Yeah.
So this says orientation, any, slaves, switches, submissives, and dominants. So I get what a slave, submissive, and dominant is. What the hell is a switches?
I have no idea.
Like what? Like Adrian, I can look Peterson, for, like, oh, what's your Peterson orient? Thing? Wouldn't it be like when you got your butt beat with a switch?
But that's just BDSM, right? I mean, that's you would do that to a slave, right? Or if you were a dominant, you would do that to, you would have, I don't know.
But wouldn't that be that the dominant person then uses that tool to do what?
But that would just be something you would do. The orientation, you're either a dominant, a submissive, a slave, or a switches. So maybe switches,
you're a landscaper.
Maybe switches is you do both.
I don't know.
You switch back and forth. You're like, I'm a bad boy, but you're a bad girl, bitch. I'm a bad boy. Oh, like, you're like going back and forth. All right. Like, you can't make your mind up.
Before we wrap this up, I just want to let you know.
Harris County Treasurer now,
Orlando Sanchez, said he worked with lube every day for 3 years. Okay. And he said he's shocked and dismayed, and that he firmly believes that lube did not mishandle any taxpayer dollars, which he had direct access to. And oh, there's comfort in knowing that he described lube as a husband, a father, and wait for it, a Boy Scout leader.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, there you go.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm gonna do a lot of searching. We're not done with this. I'm just no way that I can get on this website and let this go. I'm looking at like the different things that people are seeking. Did you know that you can seek out
lube?
Dominant transgender, dom-dom couples, sub-sub couples. This is fast. A poly household? I know what that is.
I see you keep looking at me, but I really have no idea.
Roommates?
I'm not, by the way.
Look, you can get a roommate. Hey, I just want a roommate to whoop my ass every once in a while. Just need a roommate just to whoop
just
my ass.
Just don't pay the rent and the bills. Yeah. Yeah, if that happens.
Exactly.
Same thing.
This is insane.
She just go up and go, I want a dom, da dom, dom, dom. No? All right. See? Jeez. Too late, Nick. We got to go to break. We'll be back with a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Almost done with hour number two of the 3-hour extravaganza. It's the usual suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. We were kicking around the former. As you were having some fun on the website.
Former
Harris County Assistant Treasurer.
By the way, switches, I Googled it. BDSM switches meaning. And it does mean someone that can be dominant or submissive.
Well, you were right.
So you're looking for someone that could be both. My BDSM game is strong.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I don't know. But I find it also fascinating. You can look like search for ethnicity, which, you know, it's got the run of the mill Caucasian, Asian, Hispanic. They have indigenous.
Do they have sounds black?
No.
Just asking.
Just be one profile.
Asking for a friend.
Llama switch.
Just asking. No. If someone likes to have their berries beaten.
I have a feeling some of these profiles aren't real because, like, I just went to Houston and looked up. All right, let me look up, like, all the female slaves in Houston.
Spring?
Oh. No. And you're like, okay, some of these chicks are way too hot to be into this. Like, the ugly ones, you're like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, she's definitely into it. Yeah, this one that took this picture on a motorcycle in front of a trailer. Yeah, totally into that. But then, like her, like she's definitely not a fake account.
No, yeah, it's pretty believable.
She's, yeah. They're trying to be nice.
I don't know how you.
But then, like you'll see like a really hot one, and you're like, no. But that's the ones that'll also, if they're real, that's the ones that make you send them $30,000 from somebody else's bank account. That's fascinating. I had no idea this thing existed. I guess you don't really think about it if you're not into that these kind of things exist.
Yeah.
I mean, the website looks like it was made in 1990 on like GeoCities, like as an old GeoCities website.
Right.
You remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an old, but that's fascinating. They're really into this stuff.
It's not GeoCities?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
And then the district attorney, Kim Ogg, saying there's no indication anyone else was working at the county was involved, but we knew he was stealing from Harris County employees because it's our money in the credit union. Credit union is self-insured. Okay.
Huh. I guess they are.
There's a lot of people that he worked with that are not going to be happy. Better go back and start looking at those statements. You might have been contributing to the delinquency.
Like on Friday when they were taking the half a cent. Not Friday, Office Space, when they were taking a half a cent.
Yeah.
Rounding up or rounding down or whatever.
Right.
Let's talk a little baseball.
Okay, that's cool.
The MLB power rankings are out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using CBS. I'm sure ESPN has theirs. A couple of surprises in the top 10 already. Strohs
are
number one.
In both polls are. I looked at the power
rankings. Oh, you looked at ESPN's? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. CBS has the Red Sox at number two, the Diamondbacks at number three, Cubs at number four, Angels at number five.
Okay, I can believe that.
Mets at number six.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised to see the Mets up there that early. Blue Jays at seven.
Another surprise.
Mm-hmm. Indians at eight, Yankees nine, Nationals 10. Now, of note, teams not in it, Dodgers are 11.
Mm-hmm.
Was that mine or yours?
Yeah, that was yours.
I think that was you. Mine's in my pocket, Chief. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, normally it's yours.
Cardinals, Brewers, 18-19. So a couple of teams struggling a little bit out of the gate that you thought might have a better shot. It's early, though. I mean, you're 10 games in, so it's not that big of a deal. I don't suspect that Toronato and the Mets are going to be able to hold
it. Well, here's the thing. Did you watch the game last night?
If the Mets stay healthy, the Mets certainly have the pitching rotation to stay close.
The Mets may be the best sub-30 degree team in the league, but they beat the Nationals in extra innings last night, and you'd have thought that they won the World Series. And
they went crazy.
Yeah, but, I mean, granted, I would have never thought at this point in the season, even if it's nine games in, they're 8-1.
Yeah.
7-1, 8-1.
7-1.
Yeah, they're 7-1, and then who's 8-1? The Red Sox. And the Red Sox came back the other day in the bitter cold. The Rays were winning like 7-3, and then they blew it and won 8-7. Red Sox came back and won last inning with two outs. And you're like, a lot of that is the weather and all the different conditions and everything like that. Now, the Red Sox were favored to be a better team.
Yep.
You know, not necessarily a contender, but up closer, they're going to be a playoff team.
They'll be a wild card. I think everybody thought the Yankees would win the division, but the Red Sox would probably compete for and get a wild card.
How about Giancarlo Stanton?
What did he have, one hit and 12 Ks?
He had another five strikeout game.
Ugh. Did they boo him again?
Oh, yeah.
Was he at home?
They're killing him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they are all over him. And then did you see by this, speaking of the teams that you mentioned in the top 10, but D-backs, Torey Lovullo, the manager of the D-backs, had an issue with some calls at home plate, some questionable umpire calls. So he goes to complain, and Yadier Molina is behind the plate for the Cards. In the process of him trying to explain what was going on, and you know how sometimes players and locker room talk, he just basically said, while pointing at Molina, this MF-er is doing this and this and this, and you're falling for it, and then used in reference to Molina, MF-er one more time. Molina threw the mask off and literally was going through anyone to go get, and then you could see it's like the guy taking the charge, but wants to really oversell it in basketball. So Lovullo puts his hands up, turns his head to the side, and is like, not me, wouldn't be doing me. Both benches clear, they go nuts, and after the game, they catch Molina, and he goes, just going to be real honest with you, fellas. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he summed it up and said, anytime that I'm referred to or any guy refers to another guy as an MF-er, you better be ready to fight. Because if you call me that, I'm going after you. And he did.
Man, I'm looking at the video right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he kind of went to make sure he went around the umpire. He didn't. There was a path he could have taken if he really wanted to get after him.
But he had to do something if after the game he was going to point out. And you know what? Here's where I'll give Lovullo credit.
He took the NBA route where they'll look for a friend to get behind.
The Dwight Howard approach.
Yeah.
I'm going to look real tough and wait for three of my buddies to get in between.
But I tell you what, he was livid. And man.
Now, to Lovullo's credit,
yeah.
After the game, after they got Molina's comments, they catch up with him. And he goes, I used a term and words that I regret using, and I probably should have, if I had it to do over again, chosen different words.
Yeah.
So at least he basically admitted it, and it essentially it validated the story.
Well, some people get sensitive about that. Like, some people, like, if you call a dude a bitch.
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Some
that's
people,
a big one.
Oh, no. They don't like it, you and I will be joking around, I'll be like, bitch.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not a big deal. But some people are like, hey,
oh,
man,
I know people that's
don't call me a bitch.
Instant fighting
like,
words. Yep.
Well, that's not, I mean, I didn't mean it like that. It was just, it'd be like saying dog or dude or, oh, you know, it's just, but you got to be careful because you don't know.
Nick and I were talking about that. There one day, F-boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys kid around and go, look, yep. F-boy, and have, you know, a little like a playful tone to it. A lot of people just play it off.
Yeah,
in certain parts of the country,
don't call
down
black
in Florida,
dudes that. Don't
in
call
Florida,
black
you
dudes
use
that
term,
yeah.
You better be ready to defend yourself.
I've heard that, and even just the word boy, simply just,
yep.
If you call a grown man boy, they get upset too.
Yeah. So that's interesting. But yeah, that fight, I saw the highlights of that, and I was like, and there's one guy I don't think anybody disputes will go, and that's Yadier Molina.
Yes.
He is all business on the baseball field.
Well, he had to earn those neck tattoos.
Those things gotta hurt, man.
Well, they don't. They're not even like gangster looking. They're like sparkly stars and ribbons.
No, he's got like under, like right under his jawbone on one side.
Oh, isn't I'm just like, talking about the one behind his ear.
Oh,
isn't it just like, it's
a,
like
I think there's a star.
Yeah,
I think,
but it's like I don't know. It looks like
J.R. Smith had the New York Yankees logo on his Adam's apple.
Ooh,
that had to hurt.
Yeah, if I got it, I don't have any tattoos. If I got one, it would kind of be on the shoulder or something.
The
where
Kenyon Martin had lips, someone's actual lip print.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he broke up with the girl and he tried to make it into something else.
It didn't
and somehow
work.
It's just a really big spot. Yeah, just be real sure of the relationship before you go and put the lips on it.
This is before we go to break, speaking of baseball, what's the weather for the Astros today?
So the guys were tweeting after the game, Todd Callis amongst them, I think Brian McTaggart too. They got 1 to 3 inches of snow last night. The temperature leading into this morning was 19 degrees. I don't know. I think the game
36.
Time temperatures, they're hoping to be above freezing. So,
so
yeah, 36
I just
is good.
Pulled up the ESPN thing. They have, I mean, for what it's worth, Astros are a 1.5 run favorite. But 36 degrees at game time, 7:10 p.m. first pitch. That's cold.
Dude.
That's cold.
I'll say this.
Stupid.
Advantage Verlander, right?
Yeah.
Because he's thrown in Detroit. So he's been there, done that before, as opposed to some of these guys.
You don't want to hit. That hurts.
Yeah. A couple of these guys like McCullers that haven't been in that kind of background early in the season, right, had that experience. So maybe that helps. But, yeah, I seriously. I know for opening day, it was a day game the other day in Minneapolis, and it was 19 at 10 a.m. They were hoping it warmed up to about 30 by game time.
Well, we'll see what Minnesota got. They sent when they went out and grabbed Lance Lynn off of the free agent towards the end of spring. So we'll see how well how long he sat out, if that has any effect on him. So,
it didn't exactly help Jake Arrieta in his first start.
No.
So we can get to a whole much more. We got baseball on our minds. We can get to that. We've got lots of other things. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Final hour right around the corner. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.